So, hello everybody, very welcome to the first session of the lunch. And I'd like to introduce Eric Wang, who's talking about Apache Griffin and tell us something about streaming and batch processing. So, welcome.
Thank you everyone. In this presentation, I will introduce about the Apache Griffin, that is for the data quality solution for both of the streaming and the batch job. And Apache Griffin is an initiative by eBay and became Apache project incubator project since 2016. My name is Eric Wang. Currently, I'm working at eBay as a software engineer. So let's start. For the agenda of today is first I will introduce the background about the Apache Griffin and what is the Apache Griffin and how the Apache Griffin works for the data quality and what is the next for the Apache Griffin and how to everybody can contribute to this project. And last is QA. So the background about this Apache Griffin is someday the personalization team found that there's some metrics dropped very large. Such like from this table, we can see that the view item and the search have dropped very large. And the personalization team have no clue about this job comes from. What's the root cause about this, the data jobs? Because they're in eBay, the pipeline, the data pipeline is pretty complex and very long. It's across many teams, and the personalization team is in the very end of the downstream of this pipeline. So in this team has found that the data has quality issue, but they do not know in which part the data has a problem. Where is the root cause during this pipeline? From this graph, we can see that the pipeline, including the real-time pipeline and the batch job pipeline, from the mobile user, from the data from the mobile browser of the eBay customers, and go to the use the applications, and during the tracking process, and from the Kafka stream, and go to the personalization team. So, and others sync to the Hadoop HDFS and saved as a base and hive, and then go to the Kylin, it's the data warehousing, and to do the data, the dashboard. So it's hard to know where is the data quality issue comes from. So the pain point of this is about there's no unified view of data quality across multiple systems and teams, and no shared platform to manage the data quality. Maybe some team has some script to check to monitor the data quality. They provide some metrics to do the monitor and check the quality issues, but this is not across the team. This has no standard measure to do that. And there is also no near real-time report for the data quality system health status. So that is what we want to build the Griffin. The Griffin want to solve those problems. So the Griffin is provide a unified the data quality platform. It defined a unified standard process to do the data quality checking and the monitor, it's also an open source solution, and the user can contribute, can extend the Griffin, add more features and functions in there. This link is for the Griffin GitHub data source code. So whenever we build the Griffin, we consider from several part of the what's the usability. The Griffin is should be useful and easy to use and easy to maintain and easy to extend to let the user to add more models, more features in there. And it can be scalable, can support the Docker technologies, can be deployed in the Kubernetes, and it's be availability. That is something we need to consider when build the Griffin. So we defined some data quality dimensions. Data quality may include in many dimensions. We defined some dimensions, such like the data accuracy. Just like at the beginning, I introduced the there is accuracy check for the some data teams, and also the data should be consistent. What's the consistency about the data from the upstream to the downstream, and what's the data completeness? I will introduce some use case about the data completeness, and the data, some data need to unique, has a profiling the data, and also in some time window, what's the data timeliness, whether the data is on time, ready on time, and also has some validity about the data. But some of the data quality dimensions not independently, some maybe has crossed. Across some such like the accuracy, consistency, such like the timeliness and completeness. So there's some we define some dimensions for the data quality issue. For the data quality process life cycle, we define the four steps. The one step, first step is to define what the data quality issue is. What we want to use the some measures. What metrics we need to define this problem. Then we define the measurement and the how to measure the details things to measure the data quality issue. And then we need to run some jobs and get the results. We need to analyze the results to find the data quality issue, the cause, and then to improve the data quality. This is a closed circle to do that. So this is what we the Apache Griffin architecture to apply those data quality checking life cycle. First, we define the data quality dimensions. In this part, we define the metrics, goals, and the thresholds of this data quality issue. And we saved these things into the metadata measure repository. And in the measure part, we come from multiple sources. The batch job comes from the Hive. The real-time job comes from the Kafka topics. And we use some DSL, some things. We define the data quality dimensions for the accuracy, completeness, timeliness, etc. And then once we define those measures, we submit a job to the Spark. And using the Spark as an execution a computing engine, and to run the job and save the data into the metrics repository. And in the third step is analyze the metrics repository and get the scorecards. And also get the data quality training about those graphs. This graph is what the Apache Griffin tech stack. We provide a unified from the UI to the backend to the DB a whole a stack as a platform and. The UI using the AngularJS to provide to display the results as a scorecard to the user for the analyze. And in the middle is a Griffin server using the Spring Boot and to has several modules One is a service module. A service module is to create some the service module, we can use the service module to get the metadata from the Helm. We can get the topics from the Kafka, and using the Spring course as a job scheduler to schedule the jobs. And then we use the service module to submit the job using the Libby server to the Spark as interactively to get the Spark running job status. And also there's a measure module. Measure module is provide some unified the data quality models, and that the when Spark running the job can get the models from the library. And in the end, we save the metrics, the results into the Elasticsearch, and the front end can get the result from Elasticsearch and display the result from the in a website. So it's a simple simplifies the process of how the Apache Griffin work. There's a source and a target. Source can be the Hive table, Hive metadata from the HDFS, and there also can be some topics from the Kafka queue. And the target is also as well as a source, as can be the Hive table or Kafka topics. And then we use the Griffin DSL. It's a Griffin specific language to describe the measures. Then we will generate some configuration files. It's a JSON type the configuration files, and submit those things to the use for the measure module. Measure module will get these files, the configuration files, and then run the job on the Spark cluster, and then save the result to the metric. Here is a generalized, is a simple accuracy read. We can compare the same column between the source and the target. What's the count? Total count is, and divided by the whole source total count, we can get this from the source to the target. What's the accuracy of like this? I will introduce a little bit about the Apache Griffin DSL. Griffin DSL is designed for the data quality measurement. It is a SQL like language. It's trying to describe the data quality domain request. It will include the measurement such like the accuracy, profiling the data, what's the data uniqueness, what's the data the timeliness, also including both the batch and the streaming. And the Apache Griffin will transform the Griffin DSL in the runtime to the Spark SQL. This is one example that for the batch mode, batch job, it will generate this kind of the JSON JSON configuration files to the measure module to run on the Spark. From here, we can see that the process type is a batch, and the data source comes from the source table A and the source table B. And the rules is defined by the DSL is similar to the SQL, like the syntax. What's the source the user ID equal to the target user ID, etc. And the sync is where the result to save. There is an example in this example is a sync to the logs to the terminal. We can see from the console, and also can sync to the Elasticsearch. And we can also provide other sync method, such like HDFS, etc. The streaming mode is very similar. The structure is very similar to the batch mode. The difference is the data source. The data source, we, in here, the connector, we use the Kafka. We define the Kafka topic A as a source, and define the interval is 10 seconds, and it also define the time range, and also same as the target. The connector is also use the Kafka topic, another topic, topic B, and the interval time range, something like that. And the rules and syncs are same as the batch mode. Here is about the data completeness, the use case for the streaming. The team, a quarter team in eBay, there has some data quality issue need to check. There's a define what the data quality, data completeness is. What the use case is, when the whether every URL fed into the crawler, it has its valid response in a reasonable duration. It should be have, and if an URL has its corresponding response, we call this URL as a mapped URL. If it's not has a response, it's called an unmapped URL. So the data completeness is a ratio. There is a number of unmapped URL compared with the total number of URL that fed into the crawler in a certain time window. So the solution is obvious. For a given time window, every URL submitting to Kafka should be able to have a response a certain duration. So the ratio is number of the URL without response divided by the total number of the URL. Here is a graph about what the in the previous slide. The crawler has an engine, and this engine will submit to some fed URL and should be have the response. Some have the response, but some do not have response. This is input. Those two topics is a crawler to submit the URL, and this is the output is from the crawler to get the result. So both the two, this for the graphing, this is a input topic and this is an output topic. The graphing need to compare with both the topic in the during a certain time window. What's the mapped URL? How many mapped URL? How many the total URL? So we can get the ratio about the data completeness. And after get the we need to get the feedback to the crawler engine to optimize there what the problem is. For the next, what the briefing need to do is currently we only provide the connector with the Hive and the Kafka. It's a very limited connectors. We need to provide more connectors. Currently also we only provide the point-to-point compare. It's not including the whole graph. We have planned to expand the briefing to the whole the topological-based data quality checking. And also we have planned to add more machine learning models in there, such like the anomaly detection, such like that. And here we welcome to contribute to the Griffin project. This is a link that we you can check for the data the source code, the website of how to contact, and the Jira and the Wiki. And we are open source, and the peer review are welcome. And there has a several batch streaming examples demos in this link. So that's it.
us.
Tim, what were you using cases? I know you went over one with the logs, but let's say we have a pre-existing enterprise flow. What's a common place where we would inject this into our?
Some use cases, you can do the profiling. Profiling the such like the for the batch job, you can profiling what's the one table source has some uniqueness. Also you can do some complex profiling, such like the some value existed or not. Or you can do the comparison for the accuracy. In the pipeline in one step has a result, but and you can compare it with upstream step with the what's the accuracy about these two outputs for some values. Yeah.
So it sounds like pretty relevant in a case where you might have data in different states across your system, right? So like in some cases it might be streaming, in other cases it might be an index, and in other cases it might be persistent, right?
Yeah.
But when is a case where you wouldn't want to use it?
I actually need to say to that that's for the some streaming case, because the streaming case is hard to detect for using the some scripts to do that. So in here, such like the use case for the data completeness, we define the two using the two topics to compare with the what's the input and output and to get the final accuracy visual, completely visual.
So it's sort of safe to say that when you have complex cases and when data may exist in multiple states, that
yeah.
This is kind of like the ideal use case for this, right?
Yes.
But when you have data only in a single state, like only in streaming or only persistent,
yeah.
There's really no use case because it functions based on comparison only between the two data in the different states, right?
Yes.
Production
to deploy. Deploy the in production. There has a deployment document in the GitHub, and so because it's a related multiple things, it need to install the Elasticsearch. You need to have a Hadoop client. You need to connect with the Kafka. You also have installed some the MySQL or a PostgreSQL database on the class on the server to save the metadata metadata. Also we provide some the Docker image. You can download you can use the Docker image to run all packed into the Docker image. All the environment. Yeah.
What kind of data sources or connectors will you support? Currently, it's only Apple File, Hive, and Kafka.
Yes. Currently, it's only to connect has a connector with a Hive and Kafka. Yeah, we need to build more connectors.
Well, if there are no more questions, then I think we're done. Thank you again, Eric.